Welcome to section two of the subconscious reprogramming and block clearing. And so if you're listening to this in order, I would encourage you, especially if you haven't done a lot of intense emotional clearing with theta healing before, please don't try to do all this block clearing in one day. It can overwhelm you and it can actually make you sick if you change too much at once. And so please wait at least a day or two before you move on to this next section if you've just cleared the previous blocks around becoming a rich person. What can happen is if you change too much at once, it can instigate what's called a healing crisis reaction in the body, where the body's overwhelmed by its ability to process all this change we're making because there's a lot of physical and emotional toxicity held in these belief systems, and your body can actually be overwhelmed and it can make you sick. So if we did a lot of belief clearing and you felt very tired or had low energy or got headachy, that meant that your body was recovering and processing, going through a mild healing crisis. If that occurs, please wait until it goes away before you continue. All right, so if you're ready to continue, this next section is clearing beliefs about poverty consciousness or our reasons to be poor. And so, like the section where we cleared blocks to becoming a rich person, the way this is going to work is that I'm going to read the blocks to you. I want you to say them out loud and muscle test them. Then, if you have the block, give me your permission, and I will use the theta technique through the energy charged into this program to release it out of your subconscious. I will then have you muscle test it again to make sure it's gone. If it's still there, don't panic. It didn't mean you did anything wrong. It just means that there's some digging to be done. There's other belief systems underneath it that are more powerful that have to be addressed and cleared first. And so make a mark of it, put a check next to it in your companion material, and use some other process, like a private session with a theta healing practitioner, to dig deeper underneath it, to clear what's underneath it, to get it to go once and for all. And so, as with the first section, you're welcome to use any form of muscle testing you want. If you know how to use the arm lever, or the finger ring, or a pendulum, or a dowsing rod, you're welcome to use them. However, if you're new to this or don't know the other techniques, I would recommend you use the standing test. All right, so let's get started. The first thing we're going to do is to calibrate your muscle test. I'll have you check programs like yes and no, things we know the answer to make sure your muscle test is working properly. If it's not, if you're not getting clear responses moving in the right direction, I want you to pause this program and go review the muscle test troubleshooting material that's either present in my book, Where Science Meets Spirit, The Formula for Miracles, or on the companion DVD, Secrets of Muscle Testing. Once you've gotten your muscle test working properly, then go ahead and resume this program and we'll continue with the clearing. All right, so let's get to it. This section of the clearing is focused on beliefs about why we need to be poor. Many of these are inherited from other lifetimes or from our ancestors, and some of these you'll be surprised you have because you may have no idea that they're there and you may not consciously agree with them. So let's do it. First, calibrate your muscle test. Go ahead and zip your field and say yes. You should get a positive or a strong result or a tilt forward if you're using the standing test. Now let's try the opposite. Zip your field and say no. This should cause you to go weak. You should get a no or a weak or a backwards result if you're using the standing test. If you're not calibrated properly, go ahead and pause this program and go do your troubleshooting and get your muscle test working and resume when it's working. All right, if you've reached this section, I assume your muscle testing is functioning properly. So let's get into some clearing. The first program I want you to check is, I know how to live without being poor. If you get a no or a backwards or a weak result, give me your permission and I'm going to teach you that by downloading this information into your subconscious software using the theta healing technique. All right, and check that again. I know how to live without being poor. And now it should be a yes or a positive. Next check, I know what it feels like to live without being poor. If you get a no, offer me your permission. I'll download that in. One more time. I know what it feels like to live without being poor. Next belief, I know how to live without poverty. If you're getting a backwards, offer me your permission, I'll teach you that. One more time, I know how to live without poverty. Next program to check. I know what it feels like to live without poverty. If you got to know, offer me your permission and we'll teach you that. We usually do the how and what it feels like because it corresponds to the left and right hemispheres of the brain, or the logical and intuitive side. When you know how and what something feels like in your subconscious, it then enables and empowers you to create that experience in your life. So check that one more time. I know what it feels like to live without poverty. Next program. I know how to live without debt. If you got a no, weak or backwards, let's change that. We'll download that into you. One more time. I know how to live without debt. And now check. I know what it feels like to live without debt. If you got it backwards or a no, give me your permission. We'll bring that in. One more time. I know what it feels like to live without debt. And these live without programs are really important because if you don't know how to live without something, you're going to attract it and create it, even if it has no other purpose in your life. Next belief system, I have to be poor to be close to God. If you got a yes or forward or a strong, offer permission, we'll release that for you. We'll show you how to be close to God without being poor. One more time, I have to be poor to be close to God. Now it should be a no or a false. Next belief system, I have to be poor to get to heaven. If you got a yes or a forward, let's show you how to get to heaven without needing to be poor. So offer me your permission, we'll download that into you and try one more time. I have to be poor to get to heaven. All right, now it should be a no. Next belief, I have to be poor or I will go to hell. If you got it and you prefer not to go to hell if you're not poor, let's change that. One more time, I have to be poor or I'll go to hell. It should be a no. Next belief, I have to be poor because I get the worst of everything. If that's a yes or a forward, go ahead and give me your permission. I'll shift that for you. Okay. One more time. I have to be poor because I get the worst of everything. It should be gone. Next belief. I have to be poor because I'm lazy. If you got a yes, let's shift that. Because you know what? There's plenty of lazy rich people in the world. One more time, I have to be poor because I'm lazy. All right, next belief system. I have to be poor to be spiritual. If you got a yes or a forward, give me your permission, we'll change that. Okay, one more time, I have to be poor to be spiritual. That should be gone. Next belief, I have to be poor because I'm being punished. You got a yes or a forward, offer permission, we'll shift that out. One more time, I have to be poor because I'm being punished. All right, next belief, I have to be poor or I will be punished. If you got it, offer permission, we'll shift that for you. And let's check that one more time. I have to be poor or I will be punished. All right, next program. I have to be poor to avoid taxes. If you've got it, let's clear that. One more time. I have to be poor to avoid taxes. All right, next program. I have to be poor to avoid responsibility. If you got it, let's clear it. One more time. I have to be poor to avoid responsibility. And on to the next one. I have to be poor or other people will suffer. If you've got a yes or a forward, let's change that, so offer your permission. Okay, one more time. I have to be poor or other people will suffer. Next program. I have to be poor or I will lose my family. If that's a yes, let's change that. Because if you think you're going to lose your family if you're not poor, you're never going to allow much wealth into your life. One more time. I have to be poor or I will lose my family. Next belief. I have to be poor so people will like me. If you got a yes or a forward, let's shift that out. One more time. I have to be poor so people will like me. Next belief. I have to be poor to be compassionate. If you got a yes, let's shift that out. So offer your permission. And check it once again. I have to be poor to be compassionate. Next to check. I have to be poor or people will make too many demands on me. If you got it, let's clear it. One more time. I have to be poor or people will make too many demands on me. And it should be gone. Next belief system. I have to be poor because I lack education. If you got it, let's clear it because that's just an excuse. Once again, I have to be poor because I lack education. Next check, I have to be poor to know who really likes me. It's a common belief a lot of people have, but you don't have to hold that. There's plenty of ways to know if people like you, even if you're rich. So if you got it, let's clear it. One more time. I have to be poor to know who really likes me. All right, next belief. I have to be poor to be happy. We know that's not true, so if you got it, offer permission. We'll show you how and what it feels like to be happy and rich at the same time. And let's check that again. I have to be poor to be happy. Next check. I have to be poor to avoid taking care of others. If you got it, let's clear it, because you don't need that excuse anymore. In fact, if you have enough money, you can hire people to help you take care of others. One more time. I have to be poor to avoid taking care of others. Next belief, it's companion. I have to be poor so others will take care of me. If you got it, let's clear it. Offer your permission. And check that again. I have to be poor so others will take care of me. All right. Next check, I have to be poor or my family will be in danger. If you got it, let's clear it. Because again, these are all great excuses for your subconscious to protect you from having wealth, success, and prosperity. One more time. I have to be poor or my family will be in danger. Next belief. I have to be poor because I have bad luck. If you got it, offer your permission. Let's get rid of it. One more time. I have to be poor because I have bad luck. Next belief. I have to be poor because I lack creativity. If you got it, let's shift it, because there's plenty of non-creative rich people in the world. One more time. I have to be poor because I lack creativity. Next muscle test. I have to be poor because I lack talent. If you got a yes, offer permission. Let's change that. And check it again. I have to be poor because I lack talent. Next belief. I have to be poor because I lack focus. If you got it, let's shift it. One more time. I have to be poor because I lack focus. Next belief. I have to be poor because I lack power. If you have it, let's clear that out. Okay, one more time. I have to be poor because I lack power. All right, it should be gone. Now check. I have to be poor because I lack strength. If you got it, let's clear it. One more time. I have to be poor because I lack strength. Next belief system to check. I have to be poor because there is never enough money. If that's a yes, a strong or a forward, offer permission. We'll shift it. And check it once more. I have to be poor because there is never enough money. Next program. I have to be poor because there is never enough for me. If you got it, let's clear it. One more time. I have to be poor because there is never enough for me. Next program. I have to be poor or I'll think I'm better than everyone else. If you got a yes or a forward, let's shift that. And check it one more time. I have to be poor or I'll think I'm better than everyone else. All right, next belief. I have to be poor because I'm lazy. Got it, let's clear it. One more time. I have to be poor because I'm lazy. Now let's check. I have to be poor to be humble. If you have that, let's clear it out. One more time. I have to be poor to be humble. Next belief. I have to be poor because I'm afraid of having a lot of money. If that's a yes or a forward, let's shift that out. I have to be poor because I'm afraid of having a lot of money. Next belief. I have to be poor because I am a rebel. If you got it, let's clear it. One more time. I have to be poor because I am a rebel. All right, next belief. I have to be poor because God hates me. If you got it, offer me your permission. We'll shift that out. One more time. I have to be poor because God hates me. Next to check. I have to be poor to be free. If you have it, let's clear it. One more time. I have to be poor to be free. And it should be gone. Next, let's muscle test. I have to be poor because I'm too stupid. If that's a yes or a forward, go ahead and give me your permission. We'll clear that out for you. One more time. I have to be poor because I'm too stupid. And it should be gone. Next program. I have to be poor because I lack education. If you got it, let's clear it. Because again, there's plenty of uneducated rich people out there in the world. And check again. I have to be poor because I lack education. Next program. I have to be poor because my family is poor. If that's a yes or a forward or a strong, offer permission. Let's shift that out. It's about time that someone in your family was rich, huh? One more time. I have to be poor because my family is poor. Next belief, please check. I have to be poor to be loyal to my family. Got it, let's clear that, because you could be loyal to your family and have lots of money. In fact, they'd probably prefer it, huh? And check it again. I have to be poor to be loyal to my family. Next belief, I have to be poor because I lack motivation. If you got it, let's clear it. Okay, I have to be poor because I lack motivation. Next, muscle test, I have to be poor to be noble. If that's a yes or a strong, we'll show you how to be rich and noble at the same time. In fact, throughout history, they usually went together. One more time. I have to be poor to be noble. Next belief. I have to be poor to have desires. If you got a yes or a forward, let's shift that out. One more time, I have to be poor to have desires. Next belief. I have to be poor or something bad will happen. If that's true, go ahead and give me your permission because we don't want bad things happening to you if you're poor. Because of course the subconscious will use that as an excuse to keep wealth away from you. One more time, I have to be poor or something bad will happen. Next belief, I have to be poor to be motivated. If you got it, let me show you how to be rich and motivated at the same time. And let's check that again. I have to be poor to be motivated. Next belief, I have to be poor or I will sabotage myself. If that's a yes or a forward, let's release that for you. One more time, I have to be poor or I will sabotage myself. Next, I have to be poor or I will lose my money. It's kind of a ridiculous belief, but I find it in a lot of people. If it's yes, offer permission. We'll shift it. One more time. I have to be poor or I will lose my money. Okay. Next, let's check. I have to be poor to be responsible. If you got a yes or a forward, let's shift that out with permission. We'll show you how to be rich and responsible at the same time. Check it again. I have to be poor to be responsible. Good. Next belief. I have to be poor or I will lose my values. If you have that, we'll show you how to keep your values and be rich. So offer permission and let's shift it out and check it again. I have to be poor or I will lose my values. Next belief. I have to be poor to be lovable. If you got it, we'll show you how to be rich and lovable. Offer your permission, and let's check that again. I have to be poor to be lovable. Next belief. I have to be poor to have a purpose in life. That's a yes or a strong or a forward. Offer your permission. We'll show you how to have a purpose and be rich. Okay, one more time. I have to be poor to have a purpose in life. Next belief. Please muscle test. I have to be poor to be accepted. If you got it, we'll get rid of it. Check one more time. I have to be poor to be accepted. And it should be gone. Next belief. I have to be poor to be part of my family. If you got it, we want to get rid of that for you. Okay, one more time. I have to be poor to be part of my family. All right. Next belief. I have to be poor to be part of my community. If you got it, let's clear that. Show you how to be part of your community and rich at the same time. Okay, one more time. I have to be poor to be part of my community. And it should be gone. Next belief. I have to be poor to have honor. If that's a yes, let's clear that out. Okay, one more time. I have to be poor to have honor. Next, let's check. I have to be poor to remain anonymous. You have it? Let's clear it. We'll show you how to be rich and anonymous. Okay, one more time. I have to be poor to remain anonymous. Next belief. I have to be poor or I will be judged. If you got a yes or a forward, let's clear that out. Because again, we don't want the subconscious using that as an excuse to keep you poor. So offer your permission and let's shift that and check it again. I have to be poor or I will be judged. Should be gone. Next program. I have to be poor or my family will hate me. If you got it, let's clear that out. So offer your permission and then check it again. I have to be poor or my family will hate me. And it should be clear. Next belief, I have to be poor to survive. If that's a yes or a strong or a forward, offer your permission. We'll show you how and what it feels like to survive without being poor. And check it again. I have to be poor to survive. All right, so now we're going to shift away from the beliefs of the form I have to be poor to achieve some end and do some other beliefs about how it may serve us to be poor. So next I want you to check, I know who I am without being poor. If you get a no or a backwards or a weak response, give me your permission. We'll download into you, using Theta, the knowledge of who you are without being poor. And check again, I know who I am without being poor. And it should be strong or yes. And next check, I know this from the Creator's perspective. Of course, you can substitute God or Source or Spirit or Universe or some other word if you prefer. If it's a no, offer me your permission. And we'll make it so you know the truth of your identity, even if you're rich, from Creator's perspective. Okay, and check again. I know who I am without being poor from Creator's perspective. And it should be a strong or a yes. Next belief. Check, I have a vow of poverty. If you got it, give me your permission. We'll clear that out. And and check again. I have a vow of poverty. Next belief, my life's mission is to be poor. That's a yes or a forward. Offer permission, we'll shift that out. Check it again. It's my life's mission to be poor. Next, I want you to muscle test. I have to live paycheck to paycheck. If you have that, offer permission, let's clear that out. We don't want you to have to live paycheck to paycheck. And check again. I have to live paycheck to paycheck. All right, next program. I get my validation from poverty. If that's a yes or a true, offer permission and we'll change that so you can get your validation from somewhere else. One more time, I get my validation from poverty. And that should be clear now. Next belief, I vow to never own anything. If that's a yes or a true, offer permission and we'll shift that. One more time, I vow to never own anything. Next belief system, check, I am destined to be homeless. If you got it, let's clear it. Okay, check one more time, I am destined to be homeless. And it should be gone. Next program. I have champagne taste and a beer budget. If you got it, let's clear that. So you can have a champagne budget as well. One more time. I have champagne taste and a beer budget. Next belief. Check. I will always be poor. If you got it, let's get rid of it. Offer permission. And let's check that again. I will always be poor. And it should be gone. Next belief system, I am cursed to be poor. If that's a yes, let's clear that out. One more time, I am cursed to be poor. Next belief, I am destined to be poor. If it's a yes, a strong or a forward, offer permission, we'll change that. One more time, I am destined to be poor. Next belief, it's safer to be poor than to be rich. If you have it, let's clear it so it can be safe to be rich too. One more time, it's safer to be poor than to be rich. Next check, I deserve to be poor. If you got it, let's clear that, because you don't deserve to be poor. Check it one more time. I deserve to be poor. Next belief, I have to be poor because life is supposed to be hard. If you got it, let's clear it. One more time. I have to be poor because life is supposed to be hard. And it should be gone. Next, I want you to check. The meek shall inherit the earth. If you have it, let's get rid of that. Offer permission and check one more time. The meek shall inherit the earth. Last belief from this section. Muscle test, God loves poor people more than rich people. If that's a yes or a forward, offer your permission and let's clear that. All right, and check again. God loves poor people more than rich people. And it should be gone. Let's take a second here to integrate all the changes we made. All right, congratulations. We just cleared out a lot of limiting beliefs in your subconscious that tell you you need to be poor. Enjoy your new life and move on to the next section.